Thank you and good morning. The Fortuna Chamber of Commerce will host its annual State of the City breakfast on Thursday morning, and the topics that will be discussed will range from last week's downtown fire to the plans for a community center and more information about the new health and wellness center. It's the fire that grabbed the headlines after a five-alarm blaze ripped through the Star Hotel. At Tuesday's supervisors meeting, Fortuna Fire Chief Lon Winburn provided some details to the board about the blaze that destroyed the 140-year-old building. There were more than 70 firefighters on scene, both volunteer and professional, and those firefighters used more than 1 million gallons of water in suppression efforts. Fire companies from around the county provided mutual aid, and the effects to downtown businesses will certainly be a major part of the conversation at the city's breakfast. City Manager Regan Candelario is confident that the affected businesses will recover. Manufacturers of plastic shopping bags are gathering signatures to have a ballot initiative placed on the 2016 ballot to overturn a ban on the use of plastic bags at grocery stores and other retail outlets. They now have support in Sacramento after Republican Assemblymember Matthew Harper introduced two bills to the legislature, the first to rescind the 10-cent fee that will be imposed on customers who use paper bags, and the second to overturn the ban altogether. Harper said the bag fee would hurt the state's poorest consumers and that the ban on plastic bags is unnecessary and misguided. Today is the day the city of Eureka will close down the Blue Heron Motel, a source of problems associated with crime and disturbances for public safety, and a location in the city of an inordinate amount of calls for service, according to Police Chief Andy Mills.
The building department and the code enforcement has done a fabulous job at documenting the amount of calls for service there, and it's outrageously high, both police, fire, and paramedics, of us having to respond to the same location. And one of the things we know is that crime clusters by location. And if we get all these calls for service at this location, why?
The owners have failed to apply for a permit to operate by the city, and a recently passed city ordinance has been applied.
So an ordinance was passed that you have to register a hotel, motel with the city, and you can only have calls for service at a certain level. If you don't bring those calls down by getting security, by putting in video cameras, by doing a variety of things, then the city can take the property.
In addition to public safety issues, the motel has also been cited for numerous building code violations as well. Fortuna police took 45-year-old Corey Thomas Woolley into custody without incident on Monday night after Woolley walked to the police station to turn himself in. Woolley is accused of firing shots into the ground after he confronted a neighbor outside his residence. That neighbor told sheriff's deputies he had gone to Woolley's residence to discuss personal issues between the two men, and that's when Woolley came outside armed with a handgun. Deputies initially set up a perimeter around Woolley's residence and made attempts to contact him by cell phone. When he did answer, he was already in police custody, and he was booked for assault with a deadly weapon. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If you listen to county officials long enough, you'd almost get the sense that they are part elected official and part proverbial little Dutch boy with his finger in the dike. Fix one problem or address a funding shortfall, and you turn around and there's another problem or funding issue to solve. With a Pacific storm forecasted for the rest of the week, roads and road maintenance could be a major issue. And for Supervisor Rex Bone, roads and road maintenance are always an issue in his district.
We've got $150 million, you know, to make everything cherry. We've got $150 million backlog on repairs to buildings, roads. Tom Matson has a full plate. He's got a great staff, but he's got a full plate on addressing this. And I guess every time we talk about roads, because that's what seems to, especially in my district, I've got some tough road situations out there. But I also go through a few cities, and the cities are having the same problem.
With a sales tax hike slated to fund public safety and a committee in place to recommend where that revenue is spent, it's easy to overlook county buildings, roads, and other infrastructure.
You want to take care of basic essential services, and we kind of somehow we don't always look at roads as a basic essential service until it becomes a 6-inch pothole, and then it becomes a basic essential, please come fix this hole. And we just don't have the liquid money to take care of it before it's a problem, I guess.
Building repair projects, ADA compliance issues, and run-of-the-mill general maintenance have all been deferred due to a lack of funding, and no sales tax hikes are on the horizon to fix that. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.